外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎日トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のペイジと
イタリア出身のエレナです。
今月のテーマは都市の世界と連休の過ごし方です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
And my name is Elena and I'm from Italy.
This month's topic is This Year in the World and ways to spend the extended break this new year. So we've already made it to December, so time has really flown by this year.On this month's broadcast, we'll be looking over the year that was 2021, and there were definitely a lot of things that happened both societally here in Japan and around the world. So let's jump into some questions to get started. Is there anything that left a strong impression for you from 2021, Elena?
Maybe the fact that the vaccine rollout was so fast in Japan, and the beginning was a bit slow, but then it was very fast, so we are back to a kind of normal life, even if we always pay attention to social contact and we wear masks every day. And another fact was the Olympics and the Paralympics here in Japan. That was a very big event.
Did you watch any of the Olympics?
Yeah, I watched it, and in particular I was working at the Miyagi Stadium for the Olympics. It was a great experience for me, and so I was so lucky to see the soccer match.
Oh, that would have been really fantastic.
Yeah, it was very nice, yeah.
I feel the same about the vaccine. It did come very, very fast here. I thought it was going to maybe not be finished by November like they had hoped. For the most part, most people have been pretty good about getting vaccinated. And one thing I like about Japan is that they don't force people to take the vaccine. Back in New Zealand, basically you have to have the vaccine. Yeah, so you can't fly without the vaccine. You can't go to like maybe bars or other places. And recently they said that all teachers, regardless of the year that they teach, they must be vaccinated. So some schools in New Zealand have lost teachers because they don't want to be forced to receive the vaccine.
In Italy it's not forcing people, but now there is the green pass. It means that if you are vaccinated, you have to show this QR code and you can enter a restaurant and also maybe also in the school. And at the beginning, the teacher were the first person who were vaccinated in Italy just for restart of the school. So maybe in Italy it was at the beginning Italy was one of the worst place for the COVID, so people were shocked and they vaccinated very, very fast.
Yeah, New Zealand rolled out the vaccine very fast now, but they only just started vaccinating quickly in August this year. Another thing that we also have at the end of the year is the roundup of popular phrases. This year, publishers of dictionaries have released the annual data of the year's most popular words and phrases, and new words that have been added to the dictionary. This year, a few foreign words have been added to the English dictionary. One is Japanese. We have otaku was officially adopted into English. Another term that has come up is digital nomad, someone who works online from their computer or device while traveling the world. So maybe there are a lot of people right now who are stuck in countries abroad and are working remotely. And in addition, abbreviations such as BTW, or by the way, which is often used in SMS or instant messaging, was also included in the update to the dictionary.
Wow.
Does this happen in Italy very often, like new words being added to dictionary?
I think it's a very long process to a new word to enter the dictionary. But sometimes it happens, and especially in this year with new English words that enter the Italian common language. But I don't know if really they can enter the real dictionary. There are a lot of controversy about it.
Really?
Because maybe you know Italian is like a culture.
One last question, looking back on this year, what kind of year was 2021 for you?
For me, it was kind of really busy years because I studied a lot, but at the same time, I have great experience like the Olympics that I was waiting for 2 years. And I have the possibility to present my research online, so I hope that next year it will be on-person conferences.
Probably been a very interesting time studying abroad from your own dormitory room because a lot of classes were cancelled this year for university. So it must be very tough to be a university student at the moment with the pandemic.
It is, because you lost the sensation you are abroad. Sometimes you are in your home all the day with the computer, so you always think, huh, maybe it's better to go back to my country if I have to do same stuff in computer.
This year has been an interesting year for me. Lots of big changes because next year I have to leave Sendai. I've been here for almost 5 years, and so it's the end of the term of my contract. And I have to leave, but I'm happy. I've learned new ways to have fun and like watching movies together online. Yeah. Our next topic is ways to spend the extended break this year to relax from all of the things that have happened in, you know, the last 2 years. We're finally starting to wind down with the pandemic in Japan, at least for now. So let's take a look at how we will be spending the end of the year. Usually, how do you spend the end of the year, Elena, in Italy?
Usually, the end of the year is a very busy period in Italy because Christmas is a very important holiday, and especially with a lot of food all the day on Christmas, and also the Christmas Eve, we start to eat on the Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then it's the end of the year, and especially we spend Christmas with family and we meet a lot of relatives, but the end of the year is you spend the end of the year with friends, more or less, going to disco or to parties.
Very similar, I think, in New Zealand, except we start Christmas on Christmas Day.
Cool.
So we eat non-stop all day. Like, you have family breakfast, family lunch, and then family dinner. And you go to both sides of your family, depending on if they're close or not. Because my family lived on opposite sides of the island, it's like a 4-hour trip one way. So we would normally spend alternating years with different, my mom's family, and then the next year would be my dad's family. That's what we would normally do. Unfortunately, I haven't spent Christmas with my family for maybe 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really difficult to get everyone together. My siblings both live in Australia and my parents live in New Zealand. And so it's kind of so difficult to get us all together. How about in Japan?
In Japan, usually I can say that with Italian friends, this kind of tradition is going on, so we meet on Christmas and we try to cook real Christmas
<That's so laughs> food
as we can, and so we spend the Christmas together. But on the New Year's Eve, we go to the temple. Sometimes we eat osechiriori.
So sweet too. So for me, I usually do the same thing. I go to the Noji because they have a really big bell, and they also do like the reading of the script. It goes, you sit in seiza for maybe like 45 minutes. It's a very nice experience. But I think going out for Omisoka and doing like the traditional Japanese New Year way of ringing in the New Year is really peaceful and quite nice compared to what I would normally do, which is drinking and partying with friends. In addition to this, Japanese people have some customs, and one of these is the large clean out at the end of the year. This big clean out happens in every December and has a really symbolic meaning. By doing this cleaning, they're closing the door on the past year and welcoming in a new fresh start for the coming year. So of course there are a lot of countries that use the end of the year as a way to sort of clean up the builder dirt and unwanted items, but for Japan, this custom is very ancient and is sort of thought of as a spiritual cleansing of sorts as well. In Japan, this big cleanup is said to be a ritual which Japanese people put both their feelings and items into the past to welcome in the new year without bringing any of the mental or physical baggage of the previous year. This ritual uses the act of physical cleaning and has the expectation that your mind and soul will also be cleansed. So maybe this is one of the reasons why so many Japanese people are able to collect and sort their thoughts rationally and can sort of flick off the so-called mental switch and remain calm and collected. Mm. I think Japanese people are very good at organizing their thoughts and maybe also some influences from Buddhism and Shintoism really make Japanese people mentally strong,
I think.
Another way to spend your time during the new year is going outdoors. So once you've finished cleaning up your house, why not treat yourself to some time outside? A small reminder that due to the ever-changing situation, both in Japan and Sendai in regards to COVID-19, there may be changes or restrictions in place. Make sure to check official websites or facilities and keep an eye on announcements from the city of Sendai and Miyagi Prefecture. Make sure to continue with thorough infection prevention measures too. Are there any spots that you recommend within Sendai or Miyagi for the end of year, Elena?
Especially I think the best place is Josenji-dori with the Ikari Pageant.
Very
beautiful. If it's snow,
it's beautiful. So in previous years, they used to have the Lupo bus and there was another bus which had a restaurant on board and you could eat on the restaurant while passing through. They would just loop Josenji-dori. Another thing that Sendai is great for is onsen. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to spend. It's a little expensive maybe to spend your New Year's, especially New Year's Eve, but it's a great way to relax if you go on maybe the later days when it's a little cheaper. Or even just as a day trip. Personally, I like Akiu. It generally snows in the area over the new year, so it's kind of a winter wonderland. It has lots of things to offer. There's both a craft village and things to look at, like Dairaikyo. There's also the winery and many lots of little things that you can do to sort of spend a fun day outside, even in the cold. Do you do Hatsumode at all?
Yeah, I do Hatsumode because I like the atmosphere. And I usually like Meiji Jingu in Tokyo, which is very traditional and crowded. But I like also Sakiyachi Mango in Sendai. Very local temple, I really like it.
It's a surprisingly big place. I always thought it was so small, but then every time I go back, oh wow, this is really big. Compared to the normal shrine that I go to is Futahashira in Izumi. They have a really cute goshuin and they change it quite regularly. So I kind of like, I like to go and collect the goshuin from Futahashira. It's also the Enmusubi place for Sendai. So a lot of couples go there. It's very, very popular for Hatsumode. So these are just a select few things that you can use to help plan out your end of the year. So now for notices from Sentia. The Sendai Multicultural Center, located inside the Sendai International Center, will be closed from December 28 until January 4. Please note that books borrowed from the library corner cannot be returned during the closure period. So that's all we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you tune in again next time. Happy New Year!